Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezaz Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 459. Marriage is an opportunity that Hashem gives us, and it's a gift to have true love and healthy feelings, a place where there's the most deepest feelings, the warmest feelings that need to be present and can be present, and can produce the most intimate relationship between two people that exists on this earth. And again, we're all doing a Sefer Matayvu Ayalecha, Pure Oneness by Rav Aaron Cohn. And he said early on that it's important to choose a life of love over this mechanical life that we often have. Very often you have two good people, they just settle into, okay, we're married, we'll make the best of it, and it's okay, but it's more like a mechanical, not really deeply connected dynamic, which Hashem is saying, it doesn't have to be that way. I created a man and a woman. I created you to be married together, to develop and enhance a tremendous love for one another that in the right way triggers and helps with love between Hashem and you, between Hashem and each one in the couple, and between Hashem and your whole home and your children and Klal Yisrael overall. And it also enhances your love in a healthy way to Torah and to mitzvahs and to people, generally speaking, being adon l'chaveiro. And an emotional and loving bond is necessary for a husband and wife to be peaceful and thriving together. Without that love, it's lacking. And it's a chiyuv. This is an interesting thing. So we're going to talk about this for a minute. It is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to have that love. And we talked about this question a lot. How do you have an obligation to feel something? But let's go through it quickly. The Gemara says in Yevam Samach Beis that if someone he loves his wife as he loves himself and honors her more than he honors himself. On that, the Pasuk says, V'yadatiki shalom ayalecha, that your tent is in peace. That's not just a piece of information. It's not a random statement. The Torah is saying that loving a spouse, and it goes both ways, wife to husband, husband to wife, is a chiv. Rambam says, Chazal instruct us. It's a tzivoy to respect and love your wife. The Peloyoyetz writes that a love between a husband and a wife is an obligatory love. It's a powerful love between them. So it's a chiv. A chiv that you could have to spend, like any mitzvah asay, a fifth of your assets in order to fulfill it. And it's mamash a chiv. Tzivoy chachomim is what the Rambam says. Now, the question is, again, how do you have an obligation to love? Either we like the person or we don't like the person. We love the person, we don't love the person. It's not like a button you press and it happens by itself. So how could the Chazal say that is a chiyuv to love? The Rishonim talk, we mentioned this a few times. To answer this question, we have to understand what the Rishonim talk about loving Hashem. That you should love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your money, with all your being. So the question is, how do you do that? It's an emotional feeling. How could you command on a person to feel an emotional feeling? So the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in the beginning talks about it. How do you develop love and awe of Hashem? B'shah sheyisboineinu adam, when you contemplate, the person thinks, he has ability to think, he doesn't feel yet, but he thinks b'masav, in Hashem's actions, a bruav, in his creations, anaflam, his wondrous great creations, and you see his wisdom is infinite, and that awakens in you that love, and you thank Hashem, and you desire to know him. Like David HaMelech says, Tzoma nafshi lelekim lekel chai. My nefesh is thirsting. So you see what the Rambam says, you first activate the thought process, the hizboininus, and that leads to the ahava. The chinuch says the same thing in mitzvah tuf yud ches, in mitzvah ahavas Hashem, It's a mitzvah to love. And again, he says, what's the inyan of the mitzvah? Shenachshav v'nisboinen b'pikudav. He should think about and contemplate his mitzvahs. Upoloisav and his actions, achenesigeo, till we understand it, kefi yicholtenu, according to our ability, each one to his ability, and then he will spontaneously be filled of love and pleasure. And that is the hava. And the Sifri says the same thing. You recognize him. In other words, with the hisbeinenus, with the thought, then the hava comes automatically over time. And that is the chi of ahava. The chi of ahava is to do the work to get to that feeling of emotion. And that's in everyone's hands. So you see from here, the Rambam and the Chinuch, that explains that, yes, sometimes you could have a love that comes naturally, that feel that you feel, but love cannot be reached just by wishing it or by wanting to feel it or simply try to love Hashem out of the blue. But it means you focus on actions, external things, and thoughts that will lead you to recognize the greatness and holiness of Hashem. Lahavdil, it's the same way between a husband and wife. Does not need to be spontaneous. Does not need to be that there's an infatuation. Does not need to be commanded. What it means is you do certain actions. You behave the right way. You speak the right way. You think the right way towards your wife, towards your husband. And that you do in order to feel and become closer, and then Hashem helps that you do become and feel closer to each other, which will result in genuine love. Brings down a Shilas and Chuvas Rashi, Simon Reish Zion. It's a fascinating Rashi, Chuva, and he talks about, basically, here's a story of a woman that the mum wasn't recognized. She had a certain defect, or maybe she didn't have the defect when she was in her father's house. And when she got married, it seems to be that she developed a certain type of rash or tsaras type of thing near her nose area and her face, that it started to develop. And he wants to leave her and says she has a mum and this and that. And he says, Ein loy olea tainas mumim. There is no tainas mumim here. And listen to this. And he says something fascinating that's not really in the halacha realm, but this is what he says. Behera ishmaseyu. He shows with his actions that he wants to, that he now is, he loved his wife, and now that she developed a certain mum, he is like wanting to throw her out and not respecting her and so on and so forth. That Lorei Vehera Atzma She'enim Mizar Shel Avram Avinu. He shows that he's not from the children of Avram Avinu. Shedarkoi, that his path is Lerachim Alabriyos, to have mercy on people. Kol Shkenim Sha'iroi, even more so to his wife. Ashabo Itoi Bebris, that he married her. She'ilu, listen to these words. She'ilu nasan leiv lekarva, if he would put in his heart to bring her close. Kasha nasan leiv lerachba, as he put his heart to distance himself from her. Hoya nimshach china a love, she would have found grace in his eyes. Tchein isha al baila. He brings down from the Gemara Saita Mem Zayin that the chain of a wife is on the husband. What Rashi is saying here is if you put effort in loving your wife or your husband, despite whatever defect that they may have or flaw, and you focus on that, you put your heart to that, it will awaken in you a love and a grace for her, for him. While if you focus, like, so Rashi's saying to this person, that again, halachically, with the mumim, obviously he's saying that it wasn't there from before; it came when he was already married. So whatever, the halacha aspect of it. But then he says, "B'derech musar," basically, he says to the husband, "You made a decision when this defect came up, or these acne and this and that comes up, that you don't love her anymore and you want to distance yourself. You use that thought process to get that feeling within you of the distance and I, you know, whatever it is. But if you would have looked at her originally with compassion, then you would get close to her. This is very important, husband and wife and husband, that after marriage, they sometimes lose some of their physical attractiveness. It's very important, we always talk about it, that in marriage, to keep and maintain that practice of trying to take care of yourself physically and being well-groomed and well-dressed and presentable and all of that. Very important. But what happens is let's say, again, you know, a husband gains a couple of pounds. Really, he shouldn't, whatever it is. Or the wife develops a bad case of acne or also gains a couple of pounds. Or after 2-3 kids or, you know, whatever it is. That the bottom line is that you have, by a husband and wife having compassion for each other and loving each other, that will draw the closeness. By the way, it'll also motivate the both of them to look better for each other, generally speaking. But the bottom line is Rashi is teaching us the same lesson that we talked about with the Rambam and the Chinuch. Love is built by putting in heart and effort. You put in the heart and effort, then you succeed in achieving closeness and love. So when it says, V'ahavtas Hashem, you love Hashem, it's not automatic. I don't feel it. The answer is, Hashem says, just like the Chinuch says, do the best you can to think about me, to want to love me, to think about my chesed. Gratitude is the same way. Sometimes a person doesn't feel gratitude naturally in his heart yet, but if he thinks or she thinks about all the things that they're grateful for and they contemplate on those things, it will awaken that hakaras hatov over time. And that is the mix of the contemplation and the effort and the work. The same thing as v'lo yahavta l'reyacha kamecha. It says you should love your friend like yourself. So there's a mitzvah to love every single yid. And by the way, Iker is your wife, your husband, is in the mitzvah of v'lo yahavta kamecha. So the Rambam, though, explains that it's very hard to do this mitzvah. You can't reach that love to all your Jewish brothers and sisters naturally. But the Gemara mentions this mitzvah several times in regards to a husband and a wife. Like it says, you shouldn't be Mekadosh and Isha before you see her, because maybe then you won't see something you won't like, and you'll be Oyver V'Havta Re'acha Kamecha. That's in Kedusha Mem Aleph. The Gemara Nida Yud Zayin says that you, again, one of the reasons why you don't have, it's recommended and or you shouldn't have marital relations when it's light is because of a haftarecha kamecha. So we're not going into that now. But the bottom line is the haftarecha kamecha concept is by a husband and a wife a lot. So when a couple invests a loving relationship with one another, they achieve the literal mitzvah of the haftarecha kamecha, loving your friend like yourself. Like yourself over here applies even more by a husband and wife because they actually are part of each other. So you're actually one flesh in a certain way. The Rekeach says, the Rekeach is a beautiful parish on the Torah by Relazar Rekeach, a Rishon, I believe. Beautiful, very short things on Remez. But he says, V'haftarecha kamaycha, the Rekeach says this, le'ishtei kegufay. It's like Ishtek Kugufai. So in other words, he's uniquely focusing on this mitzvah pertaining to a husband and a wife. And al tachrish al reyecha ra'a, don't think about your wife in a negative way. Reyecha, your friend, zu ishtay. The Rekech says that's the wife too. And then Rav Chaim Vital, Parshas Ekev says, al kol moitzei pi Hashem yechya adam, on everything that Hashem says a person lives, bem tzoy sa isha, but it's through a wife. Meaning that you mekayim all the mitzvahs that way. If you love your wife like yourself, you mekayim mitzvahs lahaftarecha kamecha. That includes the entire Torah. Like it says in the Gemara Shabbos, when it says, teach me Torah on one foot, and he answered, v'haftarecha kamecha. If you mekayim this, you mekayim the whole Torah. And be'ikar, it's on a wife. So true shalom bayis of loving your wife, loving your husband, it's as if you're keeping the entire Torah. V'ahavtal re'acha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah applies uniquely and especially, primarily, for one's own spouse, for one's own wife, for one's own husband. So that is really, really an important yesod to internalize. And we're going to talk more about this and aspects of love in a very practical way, Be'ezus Hashem, in the upcoming Shiur. Bracha Natzlacha.